local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Ah, yes, hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here speaking, joined by Chris Bryan, of course.
And we're loaded with Florida State tickets.
Yes, we do have Florida State tickets that we're going to be giving away, not just today, but throughout this season. You can tune in at around 5:27-ish. To listen to the question to answer in our text line when we do that. So that's coming out. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. So
yeah, and also in coming up in less than 12, 15 minutes, something like that, Vicki Campbell.
Right.
ECUA board members going to join us this afternoon. We're going to talk about that 3% raise across the board. And I know that they've been trying to get this to come across for many, many years. They're also looking at that sanitation rate, bumping that 3%. We'll talk to Vicki about it, find out all the good stuff in just minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, in a few minutes, you may hear that we take our commercial break just a little bit early, so we'll have time for Vicki, of course, and that ticket giveaway right before your Fox News break coming up at around 5:30. But with that being said, let's carry on with some of our top stories here. Israel confirming that it launched a large-scale operation in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military carried out airstrikes and raids early Wednesday. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society said that 10 people were killed and nearly two dozen injured in the military operation. Daily raids in the West Bank have been carried out by Israel since the October 7th Hamas attacks, but Wednesday's operation is believed to be the largest in years, and the Israeli foreign minister said the operation was to thwart Islamic Iranian terrorist infrastructure and added, quote, "We must deal with the threat just as we deal with the terrorist infrastructure in Gaza."
One thing I do enjoy is Tuesday nights around here, especially in the summertime.
Right.
Bands on the beach is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you enjoyed it? Have you gone out to many of the shows?
It's been a while, but I have been to a lot of bands on the beaches.
The most memorable show, I think, so far this season was the Modern El Dorados.
Mm.
They always really step that out there. So anyway, there is madness here to my method of what I'm talking about. Once that Bands on the Beach kind of blows out for seasonality purposes,
right?
In cooler nighttime temps kind of moving in, well, get ready. Pensacola Beach is featuring Cinemas in the Sand. Movies this fall coming up this Friday. No. Take that back. I'm getting my calendar mixed up here. Friday, September 20th.
Mm.
And you told me about this movie. It's Inside Out.
Yeah.
Good family movie, I believe.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Okay, free classic family movies on the casino beach, big screen stage. Curtain will rise at sunset. Again, that date, Friday, September 20th.
Excellent. All righty. Just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, got several things to touch on right now. Let's see. Scenic Highway. If you are traveling just beyond, what road is this here? I want to make sure I say it right. Burtonwood Drive, that's going to be just beyond Olive Road. So near Olive Road on Scenic Highway, we do have an accident report there causing some heavy backup going both ways in that area. Had a texter saying looked like around five cars involved. That's what they said. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups there still. And at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road as well, then it's going to be 9 Mile if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. So be on the lookout for that. Last major spot in Pensacola is Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Highway 98. As for elsewhere, we do have some backups on Navarre Parkway still if you're traveling westbound passing through Hurlburt Field, that area there, and maybe a little bit on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming from Dogwood Drive and heading towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, like always, we have WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum on the scene. Alan, what is going on, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms have been popping up here and there, and that's going to continue to be the case. Not total widespread rain, but a chance for a shower or storm to pop up for your area. We're at about 40% here as we head through Thursday, Friday, and really into the weekend as well. So otherwise, sun, clouds, and warm weather with highs getting up mostly into the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 516 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got Vicki Campbell, of course, followed by that FSU ticket giveaway. So be on the listen out for those two events going on. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back shortly.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Judge not that ye be not judged. Consider with me what that really means. That phrase is not a command against making judgments, but in contrast, Matthew 7, 1 through 6 is a command to judge properly. It's so easy to find fault in others, but the first rule of proper judgment is to consider and address your own faults. The second rule is to be sure that your judgments are clear and not clouded by a self-serving carnal agenda. Thirdly, don't waste your judgments on people who won't value them. For example, if you have a very valuable pearl necklace and you cast it into a pig pen, that would be foolish because the pigs don't understand the worth of the pearls. In the same way, you should be cautious with where you cast your valuable Bible-based judgments. So judge wisely.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Mark Zuckerberg letter acknowledging that the Biden administration did pressure Meta to censor COVID-19 information. Also, speeding and how it's so dangerous and what can be done to maybe affect how people drive better, a conversation out of the Milton City Council meeting last week. And is it true that millennials think it's weird or rude to put a period at the end of a text? The answer, horrifyingly, is yes. We talked about it. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:21 here. We'll get an early check of the roads and weather Before we get to talking with Vicki Campbell, let's see. Looking at the roads, we still got some very severe backups on Scenic Highway due to an accident. This is going to be traveling both ways here. This is going to be near Olive Road, and the congestion is actually now bleeding onto Olive, so be on the lookout for that. Also, if you're traveling on North Davis Highway, right where you meet Scenic in front of UWF's main campus, got some backups developing there as well. 9 Mile Road, traveling east or westbound, approaching University Parkway, has some backups as well. Then it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Last major spot in Pensacola is Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue. And scratch that, also Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Highway 98. So we got backups everywhere. Just in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway also giving us issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum. Alan, what's the scene, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms have been popping up here and there, and that's going to continue to be the case. Not total widespread rain, but a chance for a shower or storm to pop up for your area. We're at about 40% here as we head through Thursday, Friday, and really into the weekend as well. So otherwise, sun, clouds, and warm weather with highs getting up mostly into the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All righty, 522 here. Thank you very much, Alan. Should be good to go for our sit down with Vicki Campbell. Vicki, how are you, madam?
I am good. How are you?
We're doing great, Vicki, and thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. Chris Bryan here. You know, on Tuesday, the whole platform kind of reverberated around Escambia County as ECUA announcing rate increases for the water, wastewater, and sanitation customers. Now, before I go there and before we dig into that real quick, we got a text message here, but kind of says it all in a nutshell. It says, have you noticed how much Pensacola grows every single day? It's only growing more. Unfortunately, it costs money for all of us. I don't like it either, but it's the truth, downtown especially. That sums it up. We needed the money to make those essential repairs to the infrastructure system, right?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Okay. Yeah, so, yes, you're right. Anytime you have growth, at ECUA, growth pays for growth when it comes to subdivisions and areas. So we don't pay for a new subdivision to put in the infrastructure. The developer pays for that right. infrastructure. But we have to keep up the maintenance afterwards, right?
Right.
So that becomes more and more and more expensive. And it's a hard row to toe. You try to keep your rates as low as possible. But when you have inflation like we've had over the last 4 years, all you can try to do is keep it the low CPI as much as possible. But you still have growth, and the growth just keeps coming in Escambia County, especially districts 1 and 5. I mean, it's just amazing. Have you been to Beulah lately?
It's absolutely phenomenal out there. And I was telling the story about, think about somebody 30 or 40 years ago. They moved out to Beulah Road thinking, I'm out of the city. I'm quiet. It's all nice out here. Now look at it.
I got cows next to me.
Yeah, now look at it. Hey, one thing I want to talk to you about. One thing I want to talk to you about, Vicki. Since knowing you, have you been in on the board now for 3 terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I just want to get the time frame here. Ever since that first time, because, you know, I spent 14 years with ECUA, you've always been very proactive in protecting not only the rates, but the quality that the ECUA team puts out. And sometimes you have to kind of make the move to make those rates. I know it's not easy, and I know it hurts, but it had to be done.
Yes, it did. But we did keep it below CPI, which I have always said I want to do as much as possible to keep it below CPI. And we did again. We were at 3, and I think CPI is at 3.4 to 3.5, trending down, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully over the next few years we'll be able to keep them low.
What's the magic number? I know we're always hearing about a 3% increase, and I know you're considering the sanitation side of the equation coming up here soon, but why 3%? Who actually sets that figure?
So 3% was sanitation and water this year.
Right.
So that was both. That was for both. That was 3 across the board. Last year, we had to do a little bit more on sanitation. I think it was a little bit higher last year. But it's all what can we cut? What can we cut? And I will give a lot of credit to the ECUA staff who was able to cut. We also redid some debt. Some of our funds, redid some of our funds.
Sure.
And investments. And so that helped a lot. So I give a lot of credit to Justin Smith and our finance department. Give a lot of credit to staff because they cut it. You work there. They work constantly on trying to keep the staff healthy and keep the cost of insurance down, because that always is a factor, insurance for the employees. And we have over 700 employees, and that feeds a lot into it. What are their what's happened over the last year with their claims, so we try to keep a healthy staff. We work on cessation of smoking and things like that, and weight loss, and anything that, and that's just the HR department. They try to keep a healthy staff because a healthy staff keeps those insurance rates low. And, it's just so much goes into a $180 million budget.
Vicki, I read a lot of the comments and texts from people. A lot of them valid. Yeah, they're valid. But there's a lot that just come shooting off the cuff. I recommend, and maybe you can kind of back me up on this one, invite people to those board meetings to see what actually goes on and why the decisions were made.
Exactly. Those board meetings are open to the public. Everyone is welcome. We actually had a gentleman that was complaining about the budget, and we invited him this year to come to the meetings, and he came. He came to several of those budget meetings. We actually have about 6 total meetings before we do the final budget, and everyone's invited. The CAC goes through, the Citizen Advisory Council goes through that. There are 7 of those, 5 each one of us appoints a Citizen Advisory Council from our district, and then there are 2 at-large, and they come to those meetings. They go over that budget as well. I try to always get someone on my CAC that is familiar with, one aspect of it. I had before, and I have now again. He just got reappointed, a guy named Chuck Kimball.
Oh, yeah, he's been on that forever.
Well, he has, but he went off for a few years.
Okay.
He went off for a couple years because he got busy, but he was recently able to come back on.
Good.
And he knows he works for – owns his own HR company, so he's really familiar with HR, and I like having him there because he knows a lot about that, but when he had to go off for a couple of years, I got a guy that was a retiree from Gulf Power, because I knew he would know a lot about power and how we could cut and look at that stronger, because we had, I don't know if everybody knows, but we had over a $2 million rate increase from Florida Power when Florida Power took over. So I thought he might be helpful in that aspect of it. So you always want to get a CAC member that adds to the conversation, or I do. I like to get a CAC member that adds to the conversation or knows a little bit about the budget. And we have members that have been on there. Miss Ritz, you remember Miss Ritz?
Sure.
She's back on.
Listen,
she was off for a couple of years.
You got great
people
on there.
She's back on it. He knows a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Vicki Campbell. Vicki Campbell, ECUA board member. Hey, we're going to get you on a regular basis. Well, how about it? Would you do it?
I sure would. I'd be happy to.
There you go. She's a batter. Vicki Campbell. Love that lady. ECUA board director. This is News Radio 92.3 Austin, and Chris Bryan with you today.
News. I'm Jack Callahan. The FBI releasing new information from its investigation into the Trump assassination attempt, saying the former president may simply have been a target of opportunity.
We see no definitive ideology associated with our subject, either left-leaning or right-leaning. It's really been a mixture and something that we're still attempting to analyze and draw conclusions on.
Kevin Rojek is the special agent in charge of the FBI's Pittsburgh office. The Supreme Court refusing to overrule a lower court order blocking the Biden administration from reducing student loan debt, saying the appeals court will likely rule soon.
Last year, a separate Supreme Court ruling struck down a broader student loan forgiveness plan that would have wiped away more than $400 billion in debt.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Several states sued over the plan, saying it exceeded the president's authority. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, Wall Street saw some weakness today as investors anxiously awaited quarterly results from AI chip giant NVIDIA. Now, those results just recently out. The company reporting that second quarter net income and revenues more than doubled, data center revenue surging more than 150%. Net income for the quarter jumped to $16.6 billion or 67 cents a share, and that's up from $6.19 billion or 25 cents a share a year ago. Adjusted earnings per share rose to 68 cents from 61 cents, beating a consensus of 65 cents. Shares of NVIDIA, though, are falling in after-hours trading after the company said that it expects fiscal third-quarter revenues of $32.5 billion. Those forecasts, though, falling short of analyst expectations. And SpaceX says it's delaying the scheduled liftoff of the Polaris Dawn mission once again. It was scrubbed late Tuesday for additional pre-launch checkouts related to a helium leak. An announcement suggests that the launch will be delayed until at least Friday due to bad weather. The capsule's crew plan to give the first-ever commercial spacewalk with SpaceX-designed suits. And that's Your Money Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman. It's sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Dabo Sweeney has accomplished more at Clemson than anyone could have imagined by winning two national championships. Dabo will always have a good team, but the standard he built is to be elite. And Dabo's stubbornness in failing to adapt to the new way college football operates has held this program back, and that will be on full display when you see the difference between Clemson and Georgia on Saturday. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on other than what we've already touched on. Scenic Highway still has some backups at the intersection with Olive Road. This is going both ways here, and it's bleeding onto Olive Road itself. We had an accident report in that area, still causing some pretty heavy backups there, especially if you're coming from the I-10 area approaching Olive. We got very heavy backups in that area especially. Then it's going to be North Davis Highway where you meet Scenic right in front of UWF's main entrance. We've got some backups over there as well. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street still giving us some backups. Same can be said with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And these several spots are just in Pensacola. Outside of that, we're going to have Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach heading in the direction of Highway 87. And Highway 90 had a little bit of backups if you were traveling westbound coming from Dogwood Drive and heading towards Glover Lane. However, that has seemingly started to lessen up. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum in here with us. Alan, what's the scene, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms have been popping up here and there, and that's going to continue to be the case. Not total widespread rain, but a chance for a shower or storm to pop up for your area. We're at about 40% here as we head through Thursday, Friday, and really into the weekend as well. So otherwise, sun, clouds, and warm weather with highs getting up mostly into the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All right, so if you had been listening to Chris and myself, you would have heard us promoting that we were going to be giving away a pair of tickets at 5:30. Well, we were big fat liar heads. That's not what happened. We got a little bit sidetracked with time, so forgive us for that. That's why I tried to go to break earlier.
And congratulations to Teresa Gulf Breezer, winning two tickets last hour.
Yes, she was last hour's winner. But if your name's not Teresa, then you're probably you probably don't care to hear that. So you're probably wanting to see if you can win this hour's tickets. Let's see. Once again, they are a pair of tickets to Monday's game against Boston College. It's going to be in Doak Kimball Stadium in Tallahassee, 7:30 Eastern time. So you need to make sure that you're there by 7:30 Eastern.
Or you can use the tickets.
Right. Or you can use, yes. Yeah. If you're not using the tickets, you can watch 6:30 our time. But
or you can hear the game on News Radio 92.3.
There you go.
Absolutely live.
All righty. So what we are going to do, we are going to promote the text line. We've got a trivia question for you. Text line. Do not call in. Just text. If you call, I will not answer. 850-437-1620. We will have the text line open for this question, okay? Last hour, we talked about Chief Osceola and how he storms the field with his horse.
Doak Kimball.
Yes. What is the name of his horse? If you guessed that correctly, first one to give us that answer at 850-437-1620. Text the answer. Don't call. The first one to text in the answer to what is the name of Chief Osceola's horse, you will win this pair of tickets here for Labor Day Monday, Florida State versus Boston College. So I don't know. First of all, obviously don't give the answer, Chris. You know the name, right?
Have no clue.
Really?
No, of course I do, but I'm not going to make the mistake by slipping up and blowing it.
All righty. Well, that's the thing.
I have done that before. That's why I say that.
All righty. Well, we do have text coming in. It seems like the most of the people texting in did have it correct, but it was first come, first serve. So we do have a texter here that has won. And since we do have a winning texter, I will go ahead and say the answer was Renegade. Renegade is the name of the horse for those who did not know. But yes, so we will sort out this information here. If you get a text from me in just a moment, that means you're a winner. If not, that means that you lost, but it's okay. We're giving away tickets all season long, and you can always tune in to not just Pensacola Right Now, but also Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. They're giving away tickets as well. Heck, the only reason we're giving away this pair is because Pensacola Morning News didn't. So I guess you can thank them for having this opportunity. But yes, nonetheless, congrats to this texter who I will find out the name of shortly.
Yeah, quite an afternoon. Already, of course, we had a couple of guests on earlier today. Jason Wheeler joined us from the City of Pensacola's Public Information Department. We were talking about that structure, the 9/11 Homage to America structure down at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza. We learned a little bit about that. Nobody has been caught as of yet for that crime. But did you hear where they have to wait for the artist to do all the repairs, and the artist is coming from like Puerto Rico or somewhere like that?
Really?
Yeah, so that'll be a few days on that. And also, just a few minutes ago, you heard Vicki Campbell, ECOA board member. She joined us today, kind of updating us about that 3% across the board raise and why it happened and the importance. One thing that really touched me in talking to Vicki, and I can attest to this, it is really important. If you got something on your mind about ECUA or FPNL or anybody that does board meetings and public meetings, attend them. You will learn so much, especially at an ECUA board member. Public is invited. You have your say there. And believe me, you'll understand a little bit more about infrastructure cost and why it costs so darn much money today to run an organization like ECUA. So Vicki was in. She straightened it out for us.
All righty. Very, very well. And yes, as you said, that was Vicki Campbell, and absolutely thankful for her coming on this afternoon. It seems here the name of our winner, if I could read, is Charlie. There it is. My goodness, the print was so small on the screen here. So congrats to Charlie. I will log your information shortly, but congrats to Charlie for winning our second pair of FSU tickets today. That is our last pair that we're giving away tonight. However, Pensacola Right Now and Pensacola Morning News both giving away tickets. I'm sure we're going to give away more throughout this week, but also throughout this season.
We also have a big day planned for tomorrow. Chip Simmons is going to join us, Escambia County Sheriff. He'll be talking to us. We're going to do a different slant on this thing. Yes, we know that there's crime, a lot of crime going on. Escambia County deputies just busting a drug house today, 6 o'clock this morning. Good for them. Great move. I want to know what Escambia County is doing to protect the fans going to those high school football games.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very serious...
Chip's coming in, and he'll tell us all about it. We will do that tomorrow, 5:35. Chip Simmons will be in. And also, Todd Payne. Todd's the assistant airport director over at Pensacola International. We're going to find out how they prepared for the Labor Day numbers. You know, we know 17 million folks going to be hitting the roads and skies. But how is Pensacola going to fare to this? How's the parking situation? You know, they added 100 new spaces to the lot. Will that be enough for the Labor Day crowd? We're going to find all these out. Todd talks to us tomorrow. We will talk to him at 4:20 on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see. 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Did have a texter asking what was going on at the intersection of Michigan and W. Doesn't appear to be anything too severe. We do have some minor backups, perhaps if you're traveling westbound on Michigan towards W. But here it's officially named Beverly Parkway, but it turns into Michigan. But outside of that, there's not too much going on the roads there. Your worst looking spot is going to be Scenic Highway, actually. That's at the where Olive Road meets Scenic. We still got some very heavy backups there. If you are traveling coming from the I-10 area, passing Olive. We've still got some heavy backups there, and that congestion bleeds onto Olive Road itself, so be on the lookout for that. It's also going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. We got that evening traffic always giving us trouble there. And Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, so be on the lookout for that. Other spots include Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and maybe a little bit of congestion on Highway 90 here and there if you're traveling eastbound passing the Walmart Supercenter, but it doesn't look like too much at all. As for the weather, it's WEAR's Alan Strum. Alan, what's going on, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms have been popping up here and there, and that's going to continue to be the case. Not total widespread rain, but a chance for a shower or storm to pop up for your area. We're at about 40% here as we head through Thursday, Friday, and really into the weekend as well. So otherwise, sun, clouds, and warm weather with highs getting up mostly into the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty, let's see here. Wanted to touch on this real quick. This is a local headline for you. A statewide manhunt is over, and a homicide suspect is behind bars after being stopped by Florida Highway Patrol troopers on I-10 in Santa Rosa County. 20-year-old Idis Merkerson. It's Idis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was about to say, weird name, dude. Idis Merkerson.
Interesting story, though.
Absolutely. He was arrested after troopers spotted his car heading west on I-10 about 9 o'clock Monday morning. He was wanted on a homicide warrant out of Manatee County. He's currently being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail. He'll be extradited to Manatee County to face the charge.
Another interesting story. Could Pensacola get a new abortion clinic? Tomorrow morning, join Andrew McKay. He'll have an answer to that on News Radio 92.3. Make sure you join Andrew.
Yes, and another drug house has been closed. That's some of the news today from the Escambia Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office says the SWAT team served a search warrant on the 2100 block of Ledbetter Lane this morning. During that search, nearly 140 grams of methamphetamine, hydrocodone, marijuana, ammunition, and cash were found. Jamal Dortch was arrested on drug trafficking and possession charges, as well as possession of ammunition by a felon. So far, there's no word on whether this incident is related to a reported gunfight between two men in the same area early this morning. I will say that Jamal Dortch, just about every charge in the book he's got against him right now.
So we're talking about bad guys.
Yes.
Pretty
bad dudes. Right.
Okay, another bad guy off the streets, 39-year-old Roderick Lewis of Pensacola. He is in jail this afternoon after threatening victims with a machete, jumping through a window to escape deputies, and later trying to make a getaway with the help of his girlfriend. His girlfriend's the knucklehead in this story here, folks. Lewis is charged with aggravated battery with a weapon, resisting an officer without violence, possession of marijuana. The girl, a 41-year-old lady, Crystal Sorrell, it can be both ways, I guarantee that, has been also charged with fleeing and eluding officers. It's kind of like the same thing as when somebody tries to sneak contraband into a jail and they get caught.
Right.
Yeah, now you're going to get caught. Anyway, another bad guy off the streets today.
Yes. And this is just a kind of a wacky, weird story here for you. A Colorado man says that he keeps getting Trump shirts in the mail that he has never ordered. The man, known as Rick, told a Denver news outlet on Tuesday that back in mid-July, he started receiving white button-up sports jerseys with Trump 2024 on the front and a picture of Trump on the back with the words, "chillin' like a felon." Rick said he then started getting the shipments about every 2 or 3 days, and he now has about 20 Trump jerseys. He said he believes people are trying to return the jerseys to TikTok's online store, but the QR code is sending them to his home. Rick said that he would like it to stop.
Here's what you call a tease, all right? Labor Day holiday weekend quickly approaching. TSA expects they're going to be screening about 17 million people over the travel period beginning tomorrow, continuing through Wednesday, September 4th. The peak air travel day is going to be Friday. The agency expects to screen 2.86 million people, meeting its wait time standards 10 minutes or less. That is in the pre-check lanes, 30 minutes or less in standard screening lanes. And like I said to you just a few moments ago, Todd Payne, Assistant Airport Director out at PNS, will be with us tomorrow, 4:20. And
absolutely,
we'll talk all about travel and what to expect at PNS.
And 5:50 here, we'll take a quick break. And when we return, we'll give you one last rundown of everything happening in your world on this hour number 2 of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:52 here. Let's see what we got, or what else we got, rather, going on in the news for you this evening. Chris, how big of a Golden Globes guy are you?
I'm a very big moviegoer.
Okay.
And I do keep up with the movie. I get this publication. You probably heard Hollywood Reporter. I get that. And also, there's a new publication that I get. It's called The Wrap, W-R-A-P. It's all about what's going on. As you know, I worked in Los Angeles for years. And so it's kind of a just keeps me abreast of what's happening back in on the West Coast in a place that I'm glad I'm not at.
Right.
Crazy.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because Nikki Glaser will host next year's Golden Globes. The comedian said that she's absolutely thrilled to host the awards show, adding that it's not only a huge night for TV and film, but also for comedy. Her comedy special, Nikki Glaser, Someday You'll Die, is nominated for an Emmy this year. Glaser also gained national attention earlier this year for her performance on The Roast of Tom Brady. The 82nd annual Golden Globes will be held January 5th and air on CBS.
Brady's kids, Brady didn't like that roast for his kids. It messed him up.
Really?
Yeah, it really did. So he, you know, I don't know if you saw I watched the roast.
I've seen bits and pieces.
He had to go correct somebody saying, back off.
Well, that was, I know Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross made a remark he made a remark about the massage scandal.
Something like that.
That happened with Robert Kraft. And Brady was caught on the mic because Brady leaned in and said, don't say that blank again.
Gotta watch out for hot mics, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk some high school football real quick. Give me about 30, 45 seconds
here. Go right ahead.
Tomorrow, Jay versus Freeport. It'll be Pensacola at Milton. You guys doing the West Florida game, right?
Yes, but it's not tomorrow.
That's Friday, by the way. It's 7 o'clock kickoff. But what time do we pick up on that game?
We should take over right at 7, West Florida and Booker T. Washington.
Right.
Then, and it's in Booker T.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Right.
That's a good stadium. Okay, Escambia, Niceville, Tate, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Choctaw, Northview, and Op. That's Alabama, by the way. Pace versus Pensacola Catholic.
Oh, geez.
I was going to say, oh, Lord.
Tough draw, Pats.
Yeah, it really is. Ed Ruffin. Catholic's got an awesome team this year, as always.
I'll take Pace with the upset, though.
Matt's got that team firing on all cylinders over there. Pine Forest at Daphne, Alabama. So that's the way the high school picture looks this weekend.
Very nice. All right, just about 5:55. Let's see how the roads and weather picture is looking again. It's typically at around this time I can start delivering at least some good news when it comes to the roads. We still have some backups on Scenic Highway near Olive Road, thanks to an accident report that we had earlier this hour. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, that's still got you pushed back to I-10. Outside of that, though, and maybe some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads holding you up at this time.
It's getting to be close to 6 now. Has the traffic backed off on the Gulf Breeze Parkway? I noticed you're not really pushing that too much.
From what I can see, yes, just about. We may have a little bit if you're traveling eastbound right at Highway 86, or right at Avalon Boulevard near Tiger Point.
Sure.
But outside of that little area, no. That should clear up in the next 5 to 10 minutes.
That's my route in and out of Gulf Breeze. I take Garcon, shoot the bridge.
Yeah, no, you should be fine from what I'm seeing. As for the weather, we've had WEAR meteorologist Alan Strum here with us, as we always do. Alan, what's going on, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms have been popping up here and there, and that's going to continue to be the case. Not total widespread rain, but a chance for a shower or storm to pop up for your area. We're at about 40% here as we head through Thursday, Friday, and really into the weekend as well. So otherwise, sun, clouds, and warm weather with highs getting up mostly into the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty, let's see. Just something a bit more frivolous for you, though it's not necessarily lighthearted. Apple laying off about 100 employees in a rare cutback. The Verge reports that the tech giant has started to notify workers on its books in news sectors of the cuts. The layoffs are primarily in its service division, which also includes Apple TV and Apple Music. And apparently, the company also announced layoffs this year in its retail teams.
Is that Cupertino? Is that happening at Cupertino?
It says the California-based company, so perhaps.
Well, that's where it's at. Gosh, I can't believe 100 total employees? Boy, they're stretching it, aren't they? What was their gross revenue last year? How many billions was that?
Yeah, I know. They got to make ends meet, man.
Really, not a good start for FSU, but we are giving tickets away. We gave away 2 pairs already today.
Right. And let me see if I can get an early look here of how many we are supposed to give away tomorrow.
Okay, so while he's doing that, I will remind you, Andrew McKay in tomorrow morning, and he'll have more FSU tickets to give away. We do it in the afternoon. We're doing this all season long.
Right.
Why? Because we're an FSU station. It's Radio 92.3. We cover the games for you. Got the big Boston College game coming up for you. And it's going to be quite a season, and we're supporting that with free tickets.
Yes. According to what I'm seeing right here, Pensacola Morning News is supposed to give away a pair of tickets tomorrow, and then we will do the same tomorrow afternoon. However, if Pensacola Morning News does not give those out, we'll be sure to do so. So either way, at the very least, you will have a chance to win tickets on Pensacola right now tomorrow afternoon.
Do you see where ESPN updated the football power index ratings?
Really?
Yeah. Expected Florida State took a slide in this one.
Sure.
They were ranked number 11 overall in those rankings. After Saturday's loss, Mike Norvell's squad taking the number 16 position. Now, FSU faces Boston College live Monday night, 5:30. I should say Monday afternoon, 5:30, on News Radio 92.3.
Excellent. And
I'm excited.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm still excited, man. I mean, okay, they lost a game. But if you... Okay, let's go 15 weeks down the road here. You will see probably the other teams in the final five, or you know, 1 through 5 or so, probably have lost one, will lose one game.
Oh, for sure. And the thing is, I mean, that was the top story I noticed, like, in mainstream media after the loss. It was like, I think it was, was it Greeny that was talking to Paul Feinbaum, and he said, you know, if we were having this conversation last year, we'd be saying Florida State season is done. We're not saying that this year with this expanded playoff, right? You can definitely bounce back after a season-opening, tie-breaking field goal loss to a conference opponent. You can absolutely do that.
Both of the teams had jitters, though. You could tell that.
Right.
Both of them really playing on eggshells.
Right. So what's gonna dictate this? As I said, if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. This game was telling against Georgia Tech, sure. But it's going to have nothing on the Boston College game. Because Boston College, how Florida State performs against them is what's going to tell us, okay, was that just a fluke? Was it just jitters? Or is Florida State not a contender?
Congratulations to Teresa and Charlie. They picked up those Florida State tickets. We'll do it again tomorrow afternoon, and Andrew does it tomorrow morning.
Or at least he should. But I don't want to take responsibility if we lie to the
people. We'll go with the positive side here.
Yes.
Andrew's going to give it away tomorrow morning.
There we go. Yeah, that's the optimistic outlook. You're listening to Pensacola right
not
now.
Not so much the reality.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 WEAR, top of our news coming up.